Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. The presidential debate. I'm Sherry Preston. Kamala Harris and Donald Trump are both on their way to Shanksville, Pennsylvania right now, where they will mark 23 years since United Flight 93 went down on September 11th. Earlier today, they were at ground zero for the ringing of the bells and the reading of the names. Last night, they took part in their first presidential debate discussing the economy, the Middle East, and abortion. Donald Trump taking credit for overturning Roe v. Wade.
Each individual state is voting. It's the vote of the people now. It's not tied up in the federal government. I did a great service in doing it. It took courage to do it. And the Supreme Court had great courage in doing it.
Kamala Harris countering.
Understand, if Donald Trump were to be reelected, he will sign a national abortion ban. Understand, in his Project 2025, there would be a national abortion, a monitor that would be monitoring your pregnancies, your miscarriages.
This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. September 11th remembrances all over Wisconsin today. Flags are at half staff to honor all who died 23 years ago. Governor Evers is encouraging acts of service. Nearly 3,000 people died after terrorists hijacked 4 passenger planes and crashed them. Civic Media political editor Dan Schaefer says Vice President Kamala Harris won last night's debate.
On substance, on style, on so many different aspects. Kamala Harris had Donald Trump on his heels really from the very beginning, and he was never really able to recover. And it just felt like the same rambling Trump show that we've seen so many times over the last 8 or 9 years.
Schaefer says Harris's performance will make the most favorable impression on undecided voters who are just starting to pay attention to the race. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. More than a dozen students can't live in their home because of a fire. Flames broke out in the 500 block of Westwash this morning at a home converted into apartments. Madison firefighters haven't released a suspected cause of the fire yet. They believe 15 people live there who now need to find somewhere else to stay. This is a developing story. We'll keep you posted as we learn more. Meanwhile, last night, the Common Council approved incentives aimed at getting developers to build more affordable housing downtown. It's all because of little parts in the city zoning code. The existing plan allows builders to add extra floors if they dedicate half the units to people making under 60% of the median income. Alders added a clause making it clearer for students to qualify for those units. It passed unanimously. You remember that study that came out a few weeks ago that showed 2/3 of UW-Madison students are paying more than they can reasonably afford for their housing. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Brewers start the road trip off with a win. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Milwaukee did just enough to get a 3-2 win over the San Francisco Giants on Tuesday. Manager Pat Murphy said the team earned this win.
Guys competed, and the McGill and Williams at the end were really good. And thought it was a good effort by our pitching staff for sure, and our defense, and then obviously coming out and getting 2 early runs.
Game 2 in the series is tonight. It's the second game of a 6-game swing out west. Without quarterback Jordan Love available this week due to a sprained MCL, the Packers will go with Malik Willis, who they traded for this preseason. Willis played at the very end of the game with Philadelphia last week. It'll be the Packers and the Colts this Sunday as each team tries for its first win. And on Saturday, one of college football's top programs comes to Madison. Wisconsin will play host to Alabama. Kickoff is at 11 a.m. This week, Civic Media stations have a full slate of high school football. Download the free Civic Media app and don't miss a snap this season. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with a high in the low to mid 80s this afternoon. The wind out of the south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, low in the mid 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the mid to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Matt Nair on air.
Wisconsin Public Radio Dodge County clerks backtrack on using drop boxes after concerns from Republican sheriff in order to prevent the perception of voter fraud.
What is he citing as any sort of proof of concern about this?
Gut feeling.
Oh, it's just
a gut feeling. Yeah, inherently.
You feel it in your bones.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I'll talk about the phenomenon of post-summer gelato. And I welcome the band Cat and the Hurricane, who will tell us all about their Midwestern tour.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Mad Radio, WMDX. Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
Stephanie Miller.
With love and hope, Taylor Swift signed Childless Cat Lady. I have to get your response to that, Mr. Guffin.
All those things, I am incredibly grateful, first of all, to Taylor Swift. I say that also as a cat owner, a fellow cat owner. Look, Swift, you heard it. We know that it's there. That was eloquent, and it was clear. And that's the type of courage we need in America to stand up. We've seen it out of those Republicans who were at the DNC. We've seen it out of women who would like to have their own personal lives kept personal, but are forced to go out there because they nearly died because they can't get abortion services in a pregnancy.
Tay-Tay in the hizzy.
Yeah.
Your new best friend?
Yes.
Tay-Tay?
The one you're going to get to sing at LA Sexy Liberal?
I am on a roll for LA Sexy Liberal. I've got President Bartlett just booked, Luke Skywalker.
A few others.
Stuff I can't tell you about yet. It's a lot of stuff going on. So I'm just saying it could happen. Tay-Tay could be like, that sounds cool. Can I come? I'll see what I can do.
You know she's sold out 6 nights at SoFi Stadium.
At SoFi.
Right.
It's like 600,000 tickets sold.
Well, we can move it. We can move it to the bigger venue for her.
Oh, you want to do Sexy Liberal at SoFi?
Yeah. No problem.
Thanks.
Okay. That's good coffee.
I take it back.
That might come as news to the guy who owns the show.
Yeah, a little bit.
Cappuccino.
Gina never has a second cup of coffee at home.
Mountain-grown coffee.
Carlos El Rocky.
I was going to make espresso.
And picked by Juan Valdez.
Coffee with Carlos.
Good to the last drop.
Hola, Carlos.
Buenos días, estoy tomando mis lecciones de español en mi teléfono con Duolingo. Good morning, I'm taking my Spanish lessons on the telephone.
Yay!
Con Duolingo. Because yo estoy aprendiendo español para hablar con mis vecinos y my mama.
That's a great accent.
Thank you.
I loved your tweet that Bobby Kennedy Jr.'s brainworms must have transferred. You're like, holy cow, Grandpa's a craze balls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was in the corner going, oh, God, this hurts. Hey, Donnie, bring it in. Hold on, a little longer. Ah, there you go, good.
Yikes.
I love eating dogs.
Let's relive that. Yes, that was your personal favorite, Chris. Where is that?
Which one?
Where's the dog eating one? Okay.
Six? Was it,
no. I think it
was,
no.
No. Oh, please. Hang on.
I'll find it. Hold on.
Meanwhile, the guys 16. That eat beetles and squirrels and roadkill.
16. Yeah, 16.
Okay.
You're close.
People to come into our country and look at what's happening to the towns all over the United States. And a lot of towns don't want to talk. It's not going to be Aurora or Springfield. A lot of towns don't want to talk about it because they're so embarrassed by it. In Springfield, they're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there.
No.
Yeah, no. Alf is having a day.
Yes, Alf is having a day. What's that, Walter? Oh, no.
No more kitty.
They don't want to talk about it, Carla. They don't want to talk about it because it's not happening.
Right.
They don't want to talk about it. They're embarrassed.
Oh, my God. All right, hang on. I have to just do the fact-checking real quick. Okay. 17.
Here we go. Just want to clarify here. You bring up Springfield, Ohio, and ABC News did reach out to the city manager there. He told us there have been no credible reports of specific claims of pets being harmed, injured, or abused by individuals within the immigrant community.
How dare the moderators do that?
I've seen people on television.
Let me just say here, this is the
people on television say my dog was taken and used for food. So maybe he said that, and maybe that's a good thing to say for a city manager.
They should have played that clip. There's a leprechaun in the tree. There's a leprechaun up there.
Eaten by the people that went there.
Again, the Springfield city manager says there's no evidence of that. Vice President.
There's a leprechaun.
I saw it on the TV.
The people on the TV, the square box, they're talking to me. They said, Donnie, you won this debate right now. They're telling me.
Are they making cookies
is in
and
my brain?
Is it the saddest thing you've ever seen that he went into the spin room himself to spin won the debate?
Yeah. Oh, my God. And dutiful lapdog J.D. Vance.
Yeah.
Talking about, I told you that what I said off air, that J.D. Vance said, oh, she flip-flop on fracking. Dude, you're the never-Trumper.
You're the Trump is Hitler.
Immediately?
You're right. The Trump is Hitler guy.
Exactly.
America's Hitler, never-Trumper. Oh, my God. I told you, I laughed out loud when Trump flip-flopped mid-sentence. She wants the solar. Because he was shouting, she wants the solar. Have you seen the solar? Huge farms. By the way, I love the solar. What are you doing?
And then the numbers kept getting bigger of the people pouring in.
Yes.
Hang on.
On top of that, we have millions of people pouring into our country from prisons and jails, from mental institutions and insane asylums.
It's the same thing.
And they're coming in and they're taking jobs that are occupied right now by African Americans and Hispanics. And also unions. Unions are going to be affected very soon.
Black jobs. Wait, are taking all the black jobs.
Blacks and Hispanics are not in the unions because he categorized that in a third separate category.
Mm-hmm. Why does he say mental institutions and insane asylums? That's the same thing.
That's the same thing.
One is more polite than the other.
Yeah, they're basically the same.
Yeah.
Just cue up the lunatic is in my brain, Pink Floyd song. The lunatic is in my head.
Oh, my God. He even doubled down on this. She just became black. Right? I don't know. I read it somewhere. She just said she's black. I don't care which.
The people on TV said she just became black. As I tweeted, she's more black than Rafael Cruz is Cuban, so relax.
Someone said, by the way, he did his makeup, so he was actually darker than she was last night. I don't know what's happening.
Oh, God. It was hideous. You could see, like, the patches and the wavy was like a bad Magnavox from the 60s.
I love that, like, she doesn't address that because it's so ridiculous, right? Like, she's obviously, always identified as black. She went to a black college. Like, how do you even, it's so ridiculous. I mean, some of the stuff we were saying, Carlos, I thought she really did a great job. Not only just baiting him, and he took the bait every time, but also answering, you know, as many lies as she could. But you can't possibly do all of them. So I thought she, you know, picked her fights, right? Right.
As I said, she was measured, calm, and direct. He was shouting into a funhouse mirror. Yeah, you know, if politicians are going to change their views on certain things, fracking, is it expedient to say that you support fracking to win Pennsylvania? Probably, but it's smart. You got to win. And this is the thing when you get into, I'm going to extrapolate this into third-party voters. There was a guy, Graham Elwood, who said, both these people are dictators, blah, blah, which one are you going to vote for? I go, well, I'm going to vote for the one on the left, Kamala Harris, because there is only two choices. You're not going to get a perfect candidate that brings world peace by this November. Right. It's not happening. Despite your podcasts and your comedy tours and all your idealism, the fact remains you have two choices. And one is clearly saner and smarter and better. And that's Kamala Harris. If it wasn't obvious after last night, I don't know what will help you.
Yeah. I think it's like so rare that we see journalism these days. Joe Walsh retweeted a headline: Trump pledges to jail opponents, baselessly suggest election will be stolen from him. And Joe just said, this is how to write an honest, accurate headline about Trump. I mean, you have to hope, Carlos, after last night, We're going to get, I mean, and again, they did the best they could fact-checking him. You couldn't possibly fact-check all the lies, but, you know.
My over-under was 65. Dale had him at 33.
Yeah. That always seems low to me, but okay. but, you know, you have to hope that, you know, the media, you cannot spin what we just saw last night, can you?
Yeah, and like we talked about off air, we couldn't spin that Biden had a decent debate performance last time. We went, God, he looked bad, he lost. Yeah. So we admitted it. And that is the game plan of MAGA. Never admit defeat. We always won. And if we didn't win, it's somebody else's fault. It's their fault. It's not my fault. I've never done anything bad. I've only done good. You can check my record. Many people have said. That is a lunatic.
Yeah.
That is a sociopath.
Yeah, and he's already saying.
They asked him directly, do you have any regrets? Also, they asked him directly, why did you shut down the border bill? And he never answered it.
Of course not. Yeah.
A sociopath will not admit defeat. He is a cyborg. He's ill. And why are you... I don't blame people that are manipulated, that are fed up with both parties, and we didn't get... And groceries are high cost. And I get that. But you can separate the fact that there's other Republicans that can solve those problems for you. If you're concerned about crime and immigration,
and by the way, inflation
that came together to form a bipartisan border bill.
Inflation
that, as
just
Kamala
came,
said, would have added 1,500 more officers. You have that available to you.
Yes.
You don't have to choose crazy.
Yep. And inflation just came down again. We just got new numbers. By the way, just you reposted of his 11 billion lies. Josh Shapiro said first mail ballots haven't even been sent out yet. Because didn't he say, I don't know how many, 11 billion people have already voted illegally in Pennsylvania. Second, we conduct two audits every election to ensure every vote is legitimate. But if Trump really wants to start this again, let me remind him of 2020. We beat him in court 43 times. We are ready to defend our democracy again. You know, I would just say once again, Carlos, we haven't, you know, we're allowed to be happy for a while. We do have to get to work. We do it, you know, because people are like, lots of people won the debate. John Kerry, Hillary Clinton, you know. So.
Sure.
I mean, I do get the don't get happy, but I do think we have the Josh Shapiros and the Mark Eliases and the people that are going to do their work. We just got to do our work.
Right.
We got to do our work. But I think what Kamala Harris did last night was dispel the notion that she's not presidential and cannot handle it.
Right.
And every president, no matter how presidential, is not going to answer every single question super directly with the absolute truth. Every president, every politician has to be a bit of a politician, especially during an election year.
Yes.
I guess.
And again, I always bring it back to the Middle East. And I thought what she answered on the Middle East is we're working towards a solution for a ceasefire, as opposed to we have a plan in place, the concepts of a plan. And we're going to bring a beautiful health care plan. It's going to be beautiful. Did
Someone
I mention
said,
it's going to have nice breasts? This health plan is going to be stacked. It's going to be 34, 24, 36. It's going to be great.
Someone
That's
said
all he does.
Concepts of a plan open for Chaka Khan once. They were great.
His kids are concepts of a plan. I thought I would love them, but I just
don't.
Have them. Okay, they were concepts of children. One, I really am kind of I'm infatuated with it, but that's not love.
You know, but here's the thing, just about all the craziness he spouted. You retweeted someone who said they faked a story about walls being abusive. They faked a story about Haitian immigrants eating pets. They faked a story about Georgia shooter being trans. They ran a Russian propaganda for pay. MAGA has long since broken any alliance with the truth or reason. Mm-hmm. I mean, there must be some subset of people that think Kamala Harris is personally doing trans surgery on illegal immigrants. But it can't be that large, can it? I mean... go ahead.
Remember when the Willie Horton ad was offensive to us? I mean, that is not even, that wouldn't even make Trump's desk. Not racial enough, not scary enough. Can we get him eating a dog while he's, hire an actor that loves to eat dogs, there's plenty of them.
It's
gone off the rails on the right.
Yeah.
You had a shot at, after January 6th, the Republicans had a shot to go. Dude, you're done.
Yep.
Let's turn towards Mitt Romney, Chris Christie, even Liz Cheney if you wanted, Adam Kinzinger. Let's turn to people like that. Let's get crazy out of here and have policy that might attract the disaffected. Instead of spewing spear and platitudes and crazy,
yeah.
They had a shot.
But your thoughts on Dick Cheney endorsing?
Well, what am I going to do? He went after my daughter. I don't like him. He's got, you know, I can't vote for him. I don't like him. He refused to go hunting with me.
Oh, Dick Cheney and Tay-Tay together.
Yeah, Dick Cheney and Tay-Tay.
All right, 19 minutes after the hour.
Maybe Liz can open for Tay-Tay.
There you go. Someday. This portion of the show brought to you by my probiotics, man. You've heard all the stuff about probiotics, how amazing they are. Let me just tell you one thing. Wow. A lot of probiotics, you got to do your research, people.
You do.
A lot of probiotics fall short. It has to do with something called survivability. To work their magic, probiotics must arrive alive in your gut no matter what occurs. Just stay alive. I say that to my probiotic every time I take it.
Stay alive?
Yeah.
Stay alive?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Wow, that was old school. To do that, it has to survive past your stomach acid, which is strong enough to dissolve metal. That's kind of cool.
All right.
Not for probiotics, though. For my gut health, I choose Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the first probiotic formulated with four proprietary survival strains, clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. In fact, third-party testing proves that Just Thrive Probiotic has 1,000 times better survivability versus traditional probiotics, making it a game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood, with zero gluten, dairy, or histamines, perfect for your whole family. Try clinically proven Just Thrive Probiotic, 100% risk-free today, 20% off for your purchase for a limited time. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use that promo code, Stephanie.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Do you love food but feel like it doesn't love you back? Maybe you've noticed an increase in gas, bloating, and digestion lately. Are you worried the only solution is to make big changes to your diet? What if there's an easier way? With Just Thrive Probiotic, you can finally break through from the cycle of discomfort and take back control. Just Thrive's breakthrough formula is clinically proven to help you beat digestive issues. And Just Thrive's award-winning formula has 1,000 times better survivability. You can sprinkle it into any food or drink, or it comes in gummies, too. To learn more about this groundbreaking company, don't miss the special episode podcast with Tina, the founder of Just Thrive. Experience the Just Thrive probiotic difference today and get 20% off. You heard me right, 20% off your first order at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. I love my Just Thrive products. I take them every day. That is justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. That's 20% off with the promo code Stephanie.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
There is exciting news in Stephanie Miller podcast land, isn't there, Chris? We now offer Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast and the Out of the Gate podcast.
Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast is once a week. It is the best interviews of the week from the Stephanie Miller Show every Friday. Stephanie Miller Out of the Gate is daily. You will get the first segment of every day's Stephanie Miller Show, plus Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour Extra, which is the best interview of each day. So three different podcasts in one feed.
Get it wherever you get your podcasts.
Subscribe on your favorite podcast app.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. There are times when folks like you and me who have our investment money smartly parked in index funds start to think, maybe I could be doing better. Maybe I should learn more about that company I heard about on TikTok or from my friend. Maybe I should... Well, let me just stop you right there. Statistically, most people, including professional investors, are bad at picking individual stocks. Success doing that just boils down to luck. Even mega-rich investor Warren Buffett said, the best thing to do is to own the S&P 500 index fund. So when I want to try my hand at investing in individual stocks in the stock market rodeo, I limit myself to 5% of my investment money. That way, when the bull bucks, I'll have had my fun, but the savings I've got will be secure too. All right, folks. For more Everyday Money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL-HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL-HHS or the U.S. government.
Stephanie Miller. Let's dance, let's shout. Shake your body down to the ground. Let's dance, let's shout.
Shake your body down to the ground. Ow! It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Yeah, we were just talking about the Sexy Liberal Tour. It's weird. I've been to all the cities that apparently have burned to the ground and never been built back.
Yeah.
Minneapolis, Portland.
Sure.
They all seem delightful to me, but apparently they're just cinders.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, all these cities are buried in the ground. I want to say that I just came back from El Paso, by the way, East El Paso, where my dad lives, and thousands of places to eat. And I asked my dad about the border situation. He said since Biden put in the new policies that the mass importation of immigrants has gone down, no more people sleeping on the streets, it's working much cleaner, El Paso is running smoother. And I saw people out eating. I saw people buying groceries.
What?
I saw people at Lowe's.
No.
I saw people living their lives out at parks.
By the way, what song is that? When you said El Paso, I went, what song is that?
Oh,
the stars at night.
Go,
take the money and run.
The stars at night are big and bright.
Deep in the heart of the
city. Oh, I got, go, take the money. El Paso. Go.
Okay.
You're doing more of the Friends theme song.
I know, we're doing Friends. I'll be there
ding,
for
dee, dee,
you.
But it, okay. I just wanted to say that Kamala was right, that there has been progress on the border, and there could have been more progress on the border. We have billions and billions and billions. If he wouldn't have shut down the border plan,
right.
And again, let's not forget, he did not answer that question. He doesn't want to answer that question.
By the way, you know what was an unfamiliar feeling last night was hope. I was like, oh, God. I really felt like, oh, my God, we are finally going to send this disgrace into the dustbin of history. Like, I just felt it last night. Finally, I was like, oh, thank God we are almost done with this. Like, he just...
Yeah, I tweeted, it wasn't... She was playing with her food last night. She baited him. Your people are leaving your rallies. You could see him like, boop, angry Herman Munster. I won't, Lily. You okay?
He's just a grumpy old man.
Oh, yeah.
What did Bob Seska say? She speed-bagged his testicles, and then Taylor came in and finished the job. this is... I love this. This is kids talking like Donald Trump on Twitter.
This is a whack job.
Horse face.
Bird brain.
Pocahontas.
Nobody respects women more than I do.
Mom, do I sound like a president?
Yeah, it's just kids saying
it's
all
just
the
kids. It's awful.
That's the other thing, Carlos. I was saying he just comes off, besides crazy, just like a jerk. He's just such a mean, hateful jerk, right? He's just, we were saying Biden's approval rating has gone way up since he got out, and he's just mean. He's like, if Biden doesn't even know he's alive, why don't you wake him up from his nap at 4 p.m. and see if you can get such a dip to bill? Like, he's you're just like, he hates
it's a fourth
you.
Grader.
Biden hates you. Like, he's just, oh, he's such a D.
And what's sad is he dragged J.D. Vance that way.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, J.D., you're a dad. You have kids. They're watching you, dude.
Right.
You don't have to go that way. It's like you're watching a movie, and I'm in a theater, and I got and I'm just screaming at the school, what are you doing? No, don't go in there. Don't follow that guy. They're all following his pathology.
More Coffee with Carlos.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will rule on whether mobile voting vans can be used in future elections. Justices heard oral arguments yesterday. A ruling is not expected until after the November election. Senator Tammy Baldwin says Wisconsin may have fewer doctors if abortion isn't codified nationwide. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
Med schools here in the Badger State had a 10% drop in applications after the Dobbs decision.
We are going to have severe issues in serving the needs of women in the state of Wisconsin.
The Women's Health Protection Act would codify Roe v. Wade nationwide. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Baldwin's opponent, Eric Hovde, supports an abortion ban after 12 to 14 weeks of pregnancy and says voters in each state should put the question to a referendum. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway has unveiled her capital budget proposal. The first thing you should know, the operating budget pays for staff and programs. That is where Madison is struggling and where city leaders are asking for that $22 million in referendum money. The capital budget is what pays for projects, facilities, and infrastructure. The city cannot take money from the capital budget and put it into the operating budget. That's just not how the law works. Rhodes Conway says they're doing their best to use these capital funding projects to lower operating expenses. Here's one example.
We use grant funds to buy new elections machinery that will allow us to save money on salaries for poll workers. So we used a capital expense to reduce our operating expenses going forward.
The biggest projects in the capital budget proposal are a public works facility on the west side, upgraded utilities on Regent Street, and an expansion of Pleasant View Road. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, WMDX News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with a high in the low to mid-80s this afternoon. The wind out of the south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, low in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the mid to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
For the record, good sir, are you saying people that buy or sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes?
I am, Senator. They also do virtual or in-person meetings, too.
You expect us to believe that the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, is Madison's go-to real estate expert with results?
Yes.
Order! That's the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com. Order in the court.
Shop Verlo Mattress during our Labor Day sale. It's our biggest sale of the season. Get a free box spring with a mattress purchase. Or upgrade to an adjustable base and save even more. At Verlo, every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally for you. And it's backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Don't fall for the other guy's mattress gimmicks. Verlo has no middleman, so you'll get the comfort you want and save a whole lot of money. American made, locally crafted. Verlo.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us for a very special edition of the show next time, live from Waukesha, Wisconsin, for the world premiere of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 82 Brewers, players, filmmakers, and more in your calls. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
UnitedWay.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
You dedicated this book to your husband, Paul, and we haven't really gotten a chance to see you since the horrific attack on him at your home in San Francisco nearly almost 2 years now. How is Paul doing? And how's the family doing?
Yeah. Well, thank you very much
for asking. He's doing okay. He's coming along. A little more time. Getting hit on the head three times is a horrible thing. And that was physical, but the traumatic effect for him, for us, for the family, but also for other political families as well, just families in America. Violence has no place in any resolution of any discussion you may have.
Amen. Yeah. Oh, my God. How about that? How many times did he repeat, Pelosi, it was all Nancy Pelosi's fault on tapers. Oh, my God, again with that.
No.
Pelosi didn't call. I asked. I sent the Secret Service. The,
no, he didn't.
The
she's not in
National
charge of that.
Guard. It's Pelosi's fault. Like,
she's not in charge.
So basically, what he's admitting right there is that it was necessary to call those people, the National Guard, because of what he did based on a mountain of lies. And she's right. Ashley Babbitt doesn't have to die.
Right.
If the Republicans do their job and impeach and convict Trump after the shakedown in Georgia, after January 6th, the gentleman at the Pennsylvania rally, the fireman, doesn't have to die. Because he's not out there doing campaign events because the Republicans did the right thing. And because they didn't do the right thing, people died. That's a fact.
Yeah.
It's not conjecture.
That's what I mean about, like, you had to pick which lies to refute. That's just been debunked so many times. Nancy Pelosi's not in charge of security. He just keeps repeating the same lies over and over. She refused the National Guard. It's just like, oh my God. I literally almost everything out of his mouth was untrue. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would say 33 is a low number for, right?
Yeah.
For the number of lies Daniel Dale.
And now today he's like, and Taylor Swift is going to lose a lot of fans, and I love Brittany, what's her name, Mahomes. The guy that pretends to be black, what's his name, Patrick Mahomes. Sometimes he's black, sometimes he's white. Oh,
all right,
man.
This is more of a Pelosi interview.
It was horrible when it happened. It was horrible. We didn't even know if he was alive when we first heard that about the attack. But before you could even say anything, your friend and I, who shall remain nameless, you know, he was on there making a joke of it, and people were laughing, and his family was making a joke, and Republican governor making jokes and that, and that's just horrible.
It's sick.
It's sick. Yeah. It's really sick. Even as recently as one of his speeches the other day, he said, she has a wall around her. We don't have a wall around our house. He's always projecting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I keep saying, Carl. It's just the thing comes away most, you know, on top of him being crazy, is he's just such a mean jerk, you know?
Because he wasn't loved. We talked about this off air. He cannot express empathy. He can't feel empathy. He can't feel love. He can't love. All he knows is pain because Fredders are like, Donnie, you need to have sex outside the marriage like Daddy. Whoa, Daddy, what's happening to me? Shut up. Go and make money. Here's $400 million. Get out of here.
Like Wonka's dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
By the way, I was going to say, that was great too. Her talking about, saying, you know, you inherited $400 million and you went bankrupt six times. And he's just.
Truth.
Right? Bam. Mm-hmm. All right. One last one. Pelosi.
He probably has a wall around his house. We don't have one around house. And that didn't help her out there very much. To make a joke of that, and then they laughed at that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that the trauma of it all is not just the physical, but the impact
ongoing.
Of the rest of it.
Yeah.
But thank you for asking. He'll see. So he'll be.
And any time Donald Trump attacks you or your family, you wear it as a badge of honor.
Madam Speaker.
Randy in Arroyo Grande. Hello, Randy.
Hi, love you all.
Love you.
I saw on pre-debate on MSNBC last night that Senator Tammy Duckworth said that Trump changed the rules when he was in office so he can be buried at Arlington Cemetery. I had never heard that before.
I haven't heard that either.
Well, she would know, I'm sure.
Right next to his bones.
Yeah. And where are his random drug tests? He's been on parole in four different states.
Yeah. Yeah.
He did a drug test last night, I thought.
Yeah, I know.
No kidding.
Right. I know. What's with the, I've never taken any drugs, so I don't really know. But what's with the, I don't even know what drug it would be. He just had those, slitty eyes.
I think they took his Adderall away or something because he was more tired than usual.
Maybe he was shot.
Chin was coming up. Like I said, he had resting Herman Munstervich.
I think it was one of the tranquilizer darts from Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom. Just right?
Is that what it was?
Just. This is the guy that had to teach himself how to make expressions in a mirror. I doubt that. I'm angry. I'm happy. He doesn't know. He's not capable of love or empathy because he was never loved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He is a freak of nature. Yeah. Okay. Seth in L.A. Hello, Seth.
Hello. Hi. So, first of all, I got my sexy lib ticket.
Squee.
I'm coming with my husband and with the homo of hope.
Hey, both Squee. Seths are there.
Double Seths.
Yes. So, here's my thing. Let's make former president happen. Whenever we're pissed at someone, to just you, former president.
Yeah.
Let's make it happen.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep, I hear you. No, that's the main feeling I had. I was like, oh, thank God our long national nightmare feels like it's almost over, you know?
Yep,
even the Drudge Report. I mean, that's, right? It's just a picture of him with a cat, and it just said, what did it say, the end? Or it's over?
The end, it's over. Yeah.
Wow. Now, he refused to debate again, right? Even on
Fox? I don't think he will, do you? I mean,
I don't think he will.
Of course, he's like claiming victory. I don't need to. I won this one. It's like, yeah, sure you did. Yeah.
I won, but the moderators were very unfair. I won, but everything was very unfair. They're very mean, very nasty. Yeah,
I can't understand people's capacity for whining. I don't understand. He's been whining for 8 years. I don't.
He's such a beta.
Who, like, wants that in their, you know, private life, anything?
He is a beta. You're absolutely right.
If you had a family member friend that just whined constantly, I mean, you just, the capacity for, you know, I guess even the, however many millions of people would still vote for that is honestly astounding to me, Carlos.
Yeah, he is the character in the dead zone that would hold up a baby to protect himself from
Greg
Johnny.
Stilson, played by Martin Sheen, who is going to be a part
of gonna
the president.
He's going to be sexy liberal pants.
Happens to have the nuclear codes. Yeah. He's such a beta male. Yeah. It's not my fault. I've never done anything wrong. They're mean to me. Help me. They lied. If I lose, it's somebody's cheating. That is such beta behavior.
Someone just tweeted, Kamala Harris did actually do a gender reassignment surgery last night on a 78-year-old.
Yeah.
Yep. She did grab him by the pussy, I have to say. Yeah.
Oh, man, she walked up like a boss, shook his hand, and went, hi, Kamala, and you are felon?
Jeff in Wisconsin, hello. Hello, Jeff. Jeff in Wisconsin.
Hello.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi. Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm conservative leaning, and I did vote for Trump last two times.
Uh-huh.
But I got to admit, give that woman a pair of boxing gloves because she knocked him out.
Oh, she did. Mama said knocked him out.
Yeah.
Wow.
Did she change her mind on any policies?
Thank you.
Would you vote for her?
I'm undecided now.
Okay.
So.
All right.
That's movement in the right direction.
Moving in the proper direction.
All right, Jeff, you keep coming into the light with us. It's more fun over here. We have a DJ at our roll calls.
Yeah, and we have ice cream.
Yeah. We have sprinkles.
Yeah.
All right, love you, Jeff. Bye.
Get up before it gets bad.
Yeah.
Wow, some maggots might be waking up, Carlos. Yeah. I'm just saying. I mean, because we were saying, like, you know, nobody of any credibility on our side said Biden won.
Right.
The last debate, right? So, but this is like, I guess we have to be happy that, you know, Trump at least is remaining in the delusion that he's doing great and he won the debate, right? But obviously people like Jeff have eyes and ears.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Taylor Swift is not that popular anymore. They can have Taylor Swift. I've got Kid Rock and Ted Nugent. Let me tell you something.
Scott Baio. Don't forget Scott Baio.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Scott Baio. I've got John Voight.
Yep.
I've got Hercules. Big, tough guy, Hercules. His best defense last night was like Viktor Orban. Viktor Orban, he's a great man. He's a dictator, you idiot. And here's a guy that's like, I stopped all the wars, World War III, but I told the Taliban, I know where you live. I will use an act of war to destroy you because I'm against war. He
made no sense.
I don't get how you can't see how deranged he is. I don't get it.
Yeah, you were talking about how pathetic J.D. Vance is. Liz Cheney tore into J.D. Vance for saying as vice president he would have essentially followed Trump's plan to overturn the elections.
Right.
Of course
illegal.
He would have. Yeah, thank you. Vance effectively said he would have certified who would not have certified the election and would have asked the states to replace the electors won by Joe Biden. She said, let me be clear, this is illegal and unconstitutional. The American people had voted. The courts had ruled. The Electoral College had met and voted. The governor in every state certified the results, sent a legal slate of electors to the Congress to be counted. The vice president has no constitutional authority to tell states to submit alternative slates of electors because his candidate lost. This is tyranny. And Norm Eisen said, Vance is saying he would have willingly entered a criminal conspiracy. If he would have done it then, he'll do it if he takes power. Believe him.
Yes.
Cut to JD's wife going through the old wedding album. Oh, this is not the man I married. This is not the man I married. What happened? What happened? Do I leave? Do I leave? I should leave. I should take the kids. If she doesn't, I don't understand why she's still with him. Same. Why? You don't have to stay with people who sell their souls.
Ellen in Tennessee says Trump looked like a drugged lizard.
Oh, my goodness. Gratitude to y'all. It takes a village, as Hillary says. Trust me, I'm not from the South. I'm a bi-coastal woman.
Okay. All right.
I want to just say, out of the gate, he looked like a drugged lizard.
He did.
And I don't know if anybody noticed his pupils.
Yes.
Okay. Number two, outstanding job by ABC.
Yeah. I think
how
so.
Will
I think
Hypnotize processed it? Number three, for Bob Seska, read his disgusting voice. This is drama. He is mimicking Brando from The Godfather. Heartbreaking for women who find themselves in emergency rooms and are relegated to parking lots.
Yep.
We've lost women bleeding out months and years to take states to decide this. These people only have moments or hours. I'm sick of it, and I'm really glad last night I slept for the first time.
I know. Thank you. Me too. Thank you.
Yes.
I actually slept. I was like, oh, thank God.
Yep. If you outlaw abortions, only outlaws will have abortions.
And Ellen is right. I focus so much on the those rigid, dead Garfield cat anus lips that the lizard tongue was, I was struck by the lizard tongue last night.
He did a couple of times.
And very mean. It's like De Niro now.
He's so
very.
He is so repulsive. Seriously, mean. He is just so gross on every level. I can't. I just. Oh.
And then I don't know if this is fake because I don't know what's real anymore. But Melania put out a video about the Pennsylvania shooting. They should investigate. And
it was
by
real.
The way, buy my
real.
Book.
It's real.
Yeah.
It's real.
Oh my God! Her lizard basilisk tongue face is just grotesque. They are not human. Why do people who don't have that aren't billionaires, that don't fly around in planes, private planes, that don't have golden toilets, that don't send their kids to private schools, that ain't no senator's son, why do you think he's the man of you, of the people?
And can you
understand that?
If Jill Biden or Doug Emhoff were completely absent from the campaign trail, what the media would do? And meanwhile,
what's wrong with the marriage?
Yeah, we just don't, right. So we're just sort of a given. Melania's nowhere.
Right.
I mean, anyway. For the Family
money.
Values Party. Pardon me?
He's money. Not making money tonight. Money? Tonight looks like he's not making money. I'm very not happy. This is not the money-making night.
Okay, 48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile.
Oh, yeah.
Sexy liberal company of all companies, right?
Jody knew.
Right, yeah, she did. I'm saying. Sometimes you do, you know, business with companies are a little sketch because you feel like you don't have a choice.
Look at you, X.
Well, you know. Your phone company is different. You can choose Credo Mobile, the company that cares about our world as much as you do. They have donated over $95 million to progressive causes, like after the causes after your own heart. You'll probably Planned Parenthood, all the important stuff right now. Join Credo Mobile. You get all you want from a phone company, the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, friendly customer service, and switching so easy. Bring your number, your current number, bring your current phone. Bam! And right now, for back to school, they'll give you a $250 prepaid card when you bring a phone to them. Credo will also donate $50 to Donors Choose to help provide school supplies to teachers who need them. Things like art supplies, technology, diverse books. We still have those. CredoMobile.com or call 877-346-0516.
Remain calm. All is well. All is well.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Well, as the cool fall breeze settles in, there's nothing better than wrapping yourself in pure comfort. Cozy Earth is all about turning your home into a sanctuary of softness and tranquility. My favorite, the bamboo sheet set, made from premium viscose from bamboo. These sheets are unbelievably soft and get softer with every wash. Plus, if you're like me and you get too warm at night, you'll love how breathable and temperature regulating they are. But it's not just the sheets. Cozy Earth's women's stretch knit bamboo pajama set is another must-have. It's like wearing a gentle hug to bed. And for the guys, check out the new men's performance sleep short, designed for comfort and breathability. They'll keep you cool and cozy all night long. And don't forget the new puffy sheep slippers. They wrap your feet in luxurious warmth, perfect for the season. Cozy Earth products are crafted with a commitment to quality you can feel, backed by a 10-year warranty. Treat yourself to a little piece of heaven this fall. Go to CozyEarth.com/Miller. Use the code Miller for up to 40% off. CozyEarth.com/Miller. Don't forget to tell them I sent you in the post-purchase survey. Cozy Earth, wrap yourself in luxury this fall.
What if you could help turn back the clock and help your dog play like a puppy again, no matter their age? Introducing Dr. Marty Pet's Nature's Blend, a premium freeze-dried raw dog food called the Miracle Worker by Forbes magazine. Dr. Marty is now helping dog parents right at home.
I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Nature's Blend is designed to support your dog's healthy lifespan with turkey, beef, salmon, duck, seeds, veggies, and fruit, and with zero artificial preservatives. When given the choice between Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first. For a limited time, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get free premium dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511.
I'm so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Study available upon request. Message and data rates may apply.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or professional technician, Auto Value is committed to providing the parts you need and the service you deserve. Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts. Your school can earn up to $10,000 this year. Just save the UPCs from the Country Hearth products your family already enjoys. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. That's loavesforlearning.com.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west, northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898, but 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
Calamity Jane says, Carlos hitting it out of the park again with yep. drum displayed resting Herman Munster face.
I won't.
Mm. Oh, my God. It's so hard to remember all the most, like, ridiculous, despicable moments last night. But how about the Central Park Five? Yeah. When Kamala Harris brought that up, and he's like, they pled guilty. Everyone thought they were guilty. Like, he still will not acknowledge.
They were guilty.
I just acted hastily or whatever on emotion, and I just spit it out before I knew the facts.
But he still won't acknowledge to this day right. that they're innocent, that they have been exonerated by DNA evidence, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway,
said they were guilty. There's no such thing as corruption during, interrogation. We've never heard of that before. Didn't he admit? Then he said, "You admitted you lost the election, Mr. President."
Oh,
it's sarcasm. That was sarcasm.
Yeah, David Muir's like, "Yeah, that I didn't detect any sarcasm."
No,
sarcasm.
Yeah, I watched the video. I didn't see any sarcasm.
And then
he has said three times he admitted he lost, and now he's like, "No, I didn't say that."
That's why Nick Fuentes is so upset.
Yeah, he lost the Nazis. Yeah.
He had a chance right there to go, "Here's what I did say. Okay, did you?" And again, reporting and mediating or whatever, moderating, he could have said, "Okay, that was sarcasm. I'm going to ask you now, without sarcasm, did you win or lose the election?" And that's a fair question.
I know.
And you know, it's not fair. You're picking on me. Why don't you ask her if I won?
I mean, this ticket, I'm telling you, they are headed into the dustbin of history. J.D. Vance doubled down yesterday on his debunked claim that Haitian immigrants have been stealing and eating pets in his state. Vance wrote a defensive and lengthy ex post in which he slams journalists for not giving a about a problem he admits that he has no evidence exists.
Right.
I mean, we were saying it was Eric Erickson. He's like, "You stupid mother..." Now he's repeating this ridiculous stuff on TV because I saw it somewhere. I saw it on the TV.
Yeah, this is the danger of what they call, censorship. The more misinformation that's out there that's not vetted, I'm sorry, that's not censorship. That is vetting what's real and what's not real.
Yeah.
What you're doing, Elon Musk, is using misinformation to manipulate the public to get an outcome.
Yep.
What used to happen before was vetted reporting. During the election, when people were putting out all these lies, we were saying, "Man, wait a minute, you can't put that out there."
I thought, I thought that Cassie Hunt is a little, whatever.
Yeah.
Both sides do it,
Casey.
But I'm hoping that courage is contagious, Carlos. When you see what we saw last night. So she had Lara Trump on, and she Cassie Hunt demanded that she explain exactly what Trump meant when he said that 20% of mail-in ballots in Pennsylvania are fraudulent. And Lara said Donald Trump wants every voter, no matter if you're voting Republican, Democrat, or third party, to feel comfortable. Hunt cut in. So why is he saying 20% of them are fraudulent? You retweeted Josh Shapiro, who said the mail-in ballots haven't even gone out yet.
Right.
I mean, both sides don't do it. Facts are facts.
Didn't you have the cyber ninjas in Arizona go over that thing three times?
Yeah.
And they found more votes for Biden.
Yep. Yep, absolutely. Anthony in Indio. Hello, Anthony.
Hello. First-time caller. Love your show.
Thank you.
I wanted to say, I was hoping he would talk about the cat issue, because me and my friends were like, "Dude, this guy is so delusional. He's going to bring up Springfield, and he's going to bring up cats."
Yep.
And he's going to be like, it's true. I'm like,
yep.
You know
what it is? They always say we're in our liberal bubble. They're in their bubble.
Right.
At least we have facts over here. We admit Joe Biden lost the first debate. You know what I mean? It's just, they are so in their right-wing bubble. This is what we saw last night.
They're in their Putin comrade bubble.
Yeah, exactly. We love you, Carlos Alzraqui.
We love you back.
Can you give me a resting Herman Munster face again? Thank you. See you tomorrow on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll talk to Nick Ramos from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
And we'll be talking about the new maps and the record fundraising for lawmakers.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Tommy! I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter, so help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV, and there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.